No one is in charge of your happiness except you. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. No one is in charge of your happiness except you. No one can make you feel bad except yourself. No one can give you a bad impression of yourself except yourself. No one can upset your life except you, because it's you who has the attitude. It's you who has the feeling that something is not right or something is very right. It's always ourself. It's always me that has the feeling. It's always me that is happy. It's always me that is unhappy. It's always me that knows what is important in my life. What is it that makes up happiness? No one can be in charge of your happiness except you. What is it that makes up happiness? Well, they have a song, Happiness Is. Yes, happiness is. Happiness is when I was watching a YouTube this morning that was sent by Christine, and it's a YouTube about a kitten and a crow. This little kitten was just a couple weeks old, and it had wandered by these people's house up in Massachusetts. And they were sitting on their porch, and they noticed this little kitten running by their property. And they didn't pay too much attention because there are always critters around their world. And then the next morning they watched it, and it was running by their property again. And it was all by itself. No one to take care of it. And it was just so young. Well, then the next day, as they were sitting there watching, enjoying their yard, the kitten came by again, but this time the kitten came by with a crow. And it looked like the crow was chasing the kitten, or the kitten was chasing the crow. They couldn't tell which, but they were watching. And it was just making them the happiest thing in the world. And they were watching this kitten and the crow cavorting around. And then they realized that the crow was not chasing the kitten, nor the kitten the crow. They were just playing. The crow was acting like a mother hen. The kitten would lay down, and the crow would pop her beak in the ground and bring up something, and bring it over and put it in the kitten's mouth. And the crow was feeding the kitten. The crow was taking care of the little kitten. Well, this went on for quite a few days, and they watched with great enjoyment. And they took videos here and there as this was all happening and everything. Gee, isn't that exciting? Isn't that wonderful? And then, as the crow and the kitten gained confidence in each other, they began to play like a kitten plays. The kitten rolled over on his back, and the crow jumped on top of him. And then the kitten jumped on top of the crow. And then they rolled, and they played. And they chased after each other, and they jumped up on a step, and they jumped down. And the crow continued to feed the kitten. Well, now the couple who were watching this put out food for the kitten. And they didn't know what a crow would particularly eat, but they put out food for the kitten. And they put out a plate of food. Well, the kitten went over to the plate and began to eat. And the crow went over there and said, what is this all about? And he began to check the food out too. And pretty soon, he'd take a piece of food and he'd go away and eat it. Then he'd take a piece of food and go away and eat it. And after a while, he'd take a piece of food and eat it right there on the plate with the kitten. And the two of them were just enjoying dining together. Well, now, as these people told their neighbors about this, the neighbors thought it was incredulous too. And they told their vet, and the vet said, never heard of such a thing. And everyone was so delighted to see the crow and the kitten, or the kitten and the crow. Did this make these people happy? Oh, indeed it did. They saw nature at its finest and it's at its best. Nature helping one another, sharing with one another, The little kitten probably would have starved if the crow hadn't stepped in there to help him. Because the crow was presumably a little older or a little more nature-born and knew where to get food for itself. And so it shared the food that it got for itself with the kitten. Now, who knew that kittens ate worms or whatever the crow gave the kitten? But it was a very happy event. Now, this couple could have noticed the little kitten go by and not thought another thing about it. But they, out of happiness, out of joy, out of a delight for living, they looked at the kitten and watched it, and they thought, what is it doing? And their curiosity ignited their happiness, or their happiness ignited their curiosity, and they began to watch the kitten and the cat, the kitten and the crow. Now, we all have the opportunity to have a kitten and a crow in our life of this nature, where we can watch and enjoy the two as they cavort around. We can enjoy watching as they live their life. We can watch each other. Now, did you ever notice how your husband does something nice for you, or how your wife does something nice for you without you even asking about it? Does that make you happy? When you look at the sun in the morning and you see it coming up and you say, oh, another hot day. In Arizona, they have the saying, oh, it's another sunny day, because Arizona is very, very sunny. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's what Arizona is all about. And presumably the people who live in Arizona enjoy that kind of weather. And that's kind of nice weather to have if you enjoy warm weather. Well, happiness is whatever we make it. We can have all sorts of problems in our life, but if we look for the happy things in our life instead of the problems, we take care of the problems. We find their solutions and we take care of them. But mostly, we take care of our happiness. We think happy thoughts. We think good thoughts. We think all about how wonderful life is. We think all about what a great world we're living in. We think all about the beautiful people that surround us every day. Then we think about the next thing that's the most important thing in the world. We think how beautiful we are. Not gorgeous, not good looking, but just how beautiful. How thoughtful, how loving, how sensitive, how tender. Do you look at a plant seed growing out of the ground and think to yourself, now isn't that beautiful? Isn't nature wonderful how it takes a seed, and in that seed is a life force, and when the seed is in the ground, a little bit of moisture, and the seed pops open and puts down roots, and up comes a stem, and a seed just does this all by itself. Or does it? Is there a loving presence in the universe that offers the seed an opportunity to grow and become larger and become beautiful? Is there something in this world that is a happiness force that says, come on, time to wake up, jump out of that little pod you've been in? The caterpillar jumps out of the cocoon, a lovely butterfly. We all are constantly growing and changing and expanding our horizons, expanding our awareness of who we are. And as we do this, we find if we do it with a happy heart, it's a lot of fun. If everything we do is with a happy heart, it's a lot of fun. Now, do you think the crow and the kitten thought of happiness? Or were they just happy? Do you think happiness is something that is deep in their beings, in their hearts, in their soul? Or is it something put on from the outside? Well, I think it's something from the inside. I think the happiness the kitten and the crow felt because they had no fear. They were just young and they were two creatures that were existing, and they delighted in each other's presence. Can you imagine that for yourself? Can you imagine happiness without any other thought, without any other aspect, without any other imagination? There's no reason. There's no reason to tear. There's no obvious cause behind happiness. Happiness is. And you and I will experience happiness every day if you and I will stop for just a moment and look about ourselves and say, isn't, not isn't, that's the old way of doing it. It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful life. I am surrounded by lovely people. I can get up and walk. I can get up and dance. I can get up and sing. I can live my life. And if I can't get up, I can still sing. I can still imagine anything. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, nothing keeps me down mentally. Nothing keeps my happiness from me, because the happiness wells up from inside. It wells right up from my very heart. No one is in charge of my happiness except me. And I am a happy person. And I always will be a happy person because I choose to be happy. Every morning I ask the staff, the monks here at the Absolute Monastery, the University of Healing, I say, well, what wonderful thing happened to you yesterday? What wonderful thing did you do yesterday? What were you doing? And they say, well, I had a nice nap. Well, bully for you. Well, I was tired and I rested. Well, okay. Well, I worked on my lesson. Well, that's good. That's nice. Did you enjoy it? Oh, yeah. Well, isn't it much nicer to say, I enjoyed working on my lesson than I worked on my lesson? Because that tells you and your happiness mode what's going on. Did you have some wonderful revelation? Did you have some wonderful understanding of something in your life? That, to me, is happiness. That, to me, is what I asked the question for. And after a while, I stop asking the question because people stop giving an answer. They give a cut-and-dried answer that doesn't really say what they did. It's just something to fill space and to say nothing. When we have happiness in our heart, we bubble over with it, and we cannot stop bubbling over with it. Here at the monastery, our CEO, Ellen Jeremini, is a happiness kid. She is happy all the time. Oh, she has her moments, but they're very seldom, very few and far between. But she is always finding something happy in life. She's always doing something nice for somebody else. She's always taking her time away from her busy schedule to help somebody else, to be a blessing in someone else's life, to make their world just a little better. When someone's not feeling well, she goes in and cleans up their room for them. When someone is not able to do something, she will cut their meat for them, or she'll make their food preparation just perfect for them. She's a happiness kid. She does this out of the happiness of her heart. She doesn't need to be told, hey, that was very nice of you. She doesn't need to be told any of these things. She just does it because she knows that happiness comes from inside of her, and it bubbles out of her, and it cannot come from anyone else. It doesn't come from doing the things. It comes from doing. It just comes from being and loving and delighting in life. That's where I am. And that's what makes me happy. And that's what makes my world go around. What makes your world go around? Is happiness something that makes your world go around? Well, it can. 100% of the time, if you will let it be. So, no one is in charge of my happiness except me. And no one is in charge of your happiness except you. When Rex, my golden retriever, comes walking up to me, wagging his whole back end, he says, "Hi, Dad, how are you doing this morning? It's good to see you." I feel his happiness. I feel his joy. And then he'll stand real close to me, and he'll lean against me and say, come on, pet me, rub me, give me a good massage. I love it, I love it. And when he's done, he sees something exciting, poof, off he goes. He doesn't dislike me. I didn't lose him. He's just full of life and full of excitement. And he is his own happiness. And so are you. I love you. I love you. I love you.